He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It is Thursday, February the 23rd, as we are closing in here on the end of the second month of the year. Boy, I'll tell you what, time flies. We're just 5 weeks away now from the end of the first quarter of 2017. Well, is this 10 days in a row? It looks like it so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points right now. The Dow is at 20,818. I haven't said that for a while. In fact, I've never said it before on this radio show that I've been doing now for the last two decades. The S&P 500 is up almost 3 this morning. 2,365. That's another new all-time high. Take that, you bears out there. The NASDAQ is down 10, however. I want to say that's mostly Tesla. Maybe a little NVIDIA mixed in there. The NASDAQ is at 5,850 after hitting a new all-time high yesterday. Crude oil is probably the reason why the market is up today, the biggest factor. Crude oil is up $1.02 per barrel to $54.61. Meanwhile, gold, precious metal, up $16.80 per ounce. That's got to mean the dollar's down today. Gold is at $1,250. I just haven't found a reason to own any gold here recently. Silver's up 23 cents to $18.25. And the euro is up. That means the dollar is down. The euro is at 1.058, and we also have interest rates down 2 basis points. We're down to 2.39% now on the 10-year Treasury. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management on the West Coast, the southwest corner of the United States. We have stocks up today. It's mostly, I would say, oil prices that are driving stock prices a little bit higher here. The indexes, all-time highs, again, yesterday, 10 days in a row for the Dow. Where are all the bears lately? They seem to be in hiding right now. Maybe it's time to start coming out. We went over valuations on the market yesterday. We still find them to be okay, but stretched a little bit here without question. But we've had 10 record closes in a row. The FOMC minutes came out yesterday. Yellen's dovish feathers have been ruffled, that's for sure. She is no longer a dove. She turned hawkish right about the time Mr. Trump came into office. She's not a fan. I know that without a doubt. And she says that hiking rates sooner rather than later. I've been telling you that that March rate hike is probably in play, and now it's becoming even more and more likely. The FOMC minutes seemingly confirm that a March rate hike is very much in play, even as markets price the chance as at about 1 in 3. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say it's about 1 in 2. Jobless claims come in at a healthy number once again, low number. If you got it laid off, it's not a healthy number. But if you're in the market and trying to gauge where the economy is at the current time, it's a healthy number. Jobless claims come in at 244,000. It hasn't been above 300,000 in a long, long time. Still a healthy job market here in the U.S. Of course, that's just one of the clues that we watch for vigilantly as to the health of the U.S. economy. When the U.S. economy starts to go south, the index investors will keep doing what they're doing. But market timers like myself will be looking at doing something, an alternative type of action. I've been bullish since March of 2009, but always vigilant. Mnuchin speaks. Tax reform before the end of summer. Well, that's not too far out there. End of summer, meaning late August, somewhere in there, appearing on CNBC, new Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says his goal is to buy a vowel for his name. No, I shouldn't say that. Says his goal is to have tax reform completed in time for Congress's August recess. But it's too early to give details on the administration's plan. Well, we know what the highlights would be, and the biggest highlight would be cutting the corporate tax rate here in America for U.S. domiciled companies. We're not competitive with the rest of the world. Of course, we've got to pay for that somehow. And therein lies the rub. Therein lies the the hashing out, the all-night meetings, the quarreling, the massaging of numbers. As for the border tax, Mnuchin says, we understand the concerns of retailers and small businesses. We're not making any judgments right now, he says, when asked about the president's campaign promise to name China as a currency manipulator. But, you know, I think they're going to make a decision here soon whether or not to label them as a currency manipulator. Meanwhile, Tillerson, Secretary of State Tillerson, Homeland Security Chief Kelly, General Kelly, arrive in Mexico. That was yesterday. From what we're getting back from there, it's a chilly reception. They minutes before they landed, the foreign minister, Luis Videgaray, declared that the Mexican government and the people of Mexico do not have to accept measures unilaterally imposed on a government by another government. I think one of the big discussions is going to be, you know, if we catch somebody here from Guatemala, we're going to deport them to Mexico. And Mexico said, hey, you know, send them back to Guatemala. We don't want them. And that's one of the issues. I think the drug issue, the wall, also big issues. NAFTA, big issue. Companies leaving the U.S. to set up shop in Mexico, where a worker makes about a dollar a day in some of those Maquiladora factories, just 30 miles south from where we live here in San Diego. I've seen many of the Maquiladora factories. I know people that run Maquiladora factories. All of this will be on the table today in Mexico, I am sure. Banks still have upside potential, says Mike Mayo. You know what? He's a very sharp bank analyst. We heard the same thing not too long ago from Dick Beauvais, another bank analyst. You know that I'm bullish on the banks. I'm not exactly an expert on the banking sector, but you know what? When the market zigs, you better zig with it. You better not zag. This is an environment that favors banks, and I've been overweighted in bank stocks since the election of Mr. Trump. Banks like less regulation, which that's already happening. Banks like higher interest rates, that's happening. We've seen a big jump up in interest rates since Mr. Trump was elected. And we've seen tremendous performance by the banking sector, just one of the sectors that have done well since 10 days now in a row of new highs in the market. Mike Mayo says bank stocks have 50% upside potential over the next 3 years. And, of course, there's a lot of ways to play the banks. There's ETFs, there's leveraged ETFs, 2-to-1, there's mutual funds, and of course there's individual stocks, take your pick. Your house, have you kissed your house lately? Your house is up 6.1% since this time last year. Maybe it's done better than your 401k, I don't know. It hasn't outperformed the Dow, that's for sure, and it hasn't... probably has outperformed the bond market, but your single-family home, year over year, up 6.2%. Tesla. That was the big earnings report yesterday. You know, Tesla has its club, its fan club. It's got its people that follow it, cult following, much like Apple. They listen, like I say, to everything that comes out of Elon Musk's mouth. Well, they didn't like what was said yesterday too much. Tesla's biggest problem is cash flow, from my perspective. I don't own Tesla. I've always been skeptical of Tesla. I can't ignore the 50% move that it's made since October of last year, or November of last year. But it is down today 5.3% cash squeeze at Tesla, trying to ramp up and become profitable on their way to filling the world with their electric cars. They did miss earnings by 26 cents. They beat on revenues, however. This is Bill Gunderson. More on Tesla when we come back, and a lot more, including some of my favorite stocks right now. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just a little bit more here on Tesla. You know, my son, the millennial, who works with me, he's talking up. He wants he's interested in that Model 3 that's coming out, the cheaper version. Tesla says it's on track for Model 3 initial production in July. That's about the time we'll get tax reform, with volume production to follow in September. The company expects to deliver between 47,000 to 50,000 Model S and Model X vehicles in the first half of this year. Now, on the autonomous front, which we've been talking about, those self-driving cars, Tesla says all vehicles in production have the hardware required for full self-driving. Wow, full-on self-driving. Yeah, you know, okay, I'm all for it if it works. Can we turn over? I don't know. I'm a guy who doesn't really trust robots. I'm afraid my wife could get in there and tinker with it and set it so I come straight home instead of stopping at Costco and stopping at Tip Top European Deli and, you know, the nursery to pick up some blueberry plants. She'll say, straight home, she'll program that thing. I hate to lose control like that. L Brands beats by 13 cents. You know what? Here's another big box retailer not doing so good. It's an assault. It's a full-on frontal assault against the big box retailers. L Brands. Well, that's Victoria's Secret. It's the limited, you know, mostly mall-based stuff. It's down 15.9% today. They need to come up with an ETF. Maybe there is one that's inverse the big box retailers. I think there is an inverse consumer discretionary, but we've seen just stock after stock in the big box universe get hammered. There was a time when I owned L Brands, and the stock was doing very well, but that was then. That was quite a while ago. This is now, and the stock getting clobbered here today. Facebook had a major breakout yesterday. Now, I own Facebook. That is, to me, a wonderful stock of today. The name of the show is Best Stocks Now. Cisco is not a best stock now. Facebook is. Facebook's a $392 billion market cap company. They've been growing their earnings by 59% per year over the last 5 years. You know, Cisco's not growing at that rate these days. They're growing in the single digits. Facebook had a major breakout yesterday, which I sent out a tweet on. And something to do with some technology and their up to 10 photos and videos can be combined into a gallery-style carousel, similar to a display format and various ad campaigns that have already been implemented on the platform. But from what I understand, this takes another bite out of the competitors. For the overall user base, the evolution marks a departure from a single-item upload style that Instagram has maintained since its origin in 2010. Well, shares popped on the news yesterday, so I'm happy. Square up 10%. You know, Square has been a best stock now. That is the CEO of Twitter. That's his other company. Square is a online payment type of point of sale software. Square is breaking out. It's up 11.7%. The symbol is SQ. Let's just take a look at the Best Stocks Now app. Square is ranked at number 77 a month ago. It was number 33 2 months ago. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the co-developer of the app, along with myself, Douglas Apperly, has a position in Square. He bought it when it was highly ranked. It's currently ranked number 838. Stock up 44% over the last 12 months. Breaking out today to new all-time highs. Not making money yet, but they have about $2 billion a year in sales. Good earnings report on Square. Hewlett Packard, is that a stock of today? A best stock now? I don't think so. HPQ beats by a penny. They beat on revenues. It's mostly an ink company these days. But having said that, hey, good day for HP. They are breaking out. Oh, this is the technology service side. You know, they broke into two companies. This isn't the ink. This one's up 7.5% this morning is HP. New Intel chip could squeeze Qualcomm out of new iPhones. You know, not only did Qualcomm Stadium lose the Chargers, if they lose the iPhone, that's a big deal. You know, that is Qualcomm's claim to fame as the CDMA technology, developed here in San Diego, by the way, former home of the Los Angeles Chargers. I hope they have a horrible year. Qualcomm, they've had four or five horrible years in a row. Why should it be any different? Qualcomm could lose out on the iPhones to Intel. That doesn't seem to be big news, however. The stock is flat. NVIDIA gets a downgrade from two companies today. Somebody asked me on Twitter, can you comment on a downgrade? Well, you know what? There's 30 or 40 analysts that cover these companies, these big tech stocks, and they're all entitled to their opinions, and two of them apparently today ganged up on NVIDIA. The stock is down 7.6% today. NVIDIA, however, on the Best Stocks Now app is currently ranked at number four. And it is a stock I own in my Premier Growth account. They've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 18% per year. They're expected to continue to grow earnings by about 25% per year going forward. You know, sometimes you just have to put up with the upgrades, the downgrades, and all of the noise that goes on in the stock market, especially on individual stocks. A great Minnesota company. You know, here we go from one of the most high-tech companies in the world, NVIDIA, which makes graphic chips, which have really changed the way we view computers and iPhones and iPads and tablets and all of the rest. We go from one of the highest tech companies to one of the lowest tech companies in the database, Toro Company, the pride of Minnesota. That has been a great stock over the years. Headquartered in Bloomington, Minnesota. I think the Minnesota Vikings are up in that neck of the woods. The sprinkler stock beats earnings once again, does Toro, TTC, and it's hitting new all-time highs again today. And, you know, many of us weekend warriors have had plenty of experiences with that purple glue that sticks to you, and it's all over your clothes, and it's all you're trying to do is repair one little line. You got to dig a hole 6 feet deep, 3 feet wide to repair one little line. Nothing like it. The stock is currently ranked at number 153 out of 4,189, and it has been a best stock now for a long, long time. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back. back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. I've looked at a lot of charts here so far this morning. It's a pretty dull day in the market. I see pretty much just a slight drift lower in most of the stocks that I've looked at so far. So you might, you know, sometimes the indexes don't tell, the headlines and the headlines on the indexes don't tell the whole story. Just looking underneath the surface, which I've just barely begun to do, by the end of the day I'll have looked at a lot more than I've looked at so far. But I have a pretty good sampling here so far, and it's definitely a slight drift lower. We went over the valuations of the market yesterday overall. And the market has priced in a lot of the breakout in earnings that we're going to have this year. But looking ahead to next year now, there's still some room to go. I maintain about a $2,600 target price on the S&P 500 right now. That is subject to change week by week. I update that number every single week. It's based on numbers. It's based on earnings. But that's where I'm at right now. Okay, I want to talk about an individual stock here. As you know, before I buy a stock, I have to have all of the pieces in one place before I invest in a company. Number one, I have to have the market on my side. It's pretty hard to be a and invest in a company, in a stock, when the market's going down, when the economy's going south, when we're slipping into a recession, when the EPS of the S&P 500 is headed south. You need to have the market on your side. Well, we still have the market on our side. I also have to like the sector that the stock is in. You know, this is a market that favors some sectors, and other sectors are kind of getting left behind here. I like stocks in leading sectors. And as part of my Best Stocks Now methodology of grading stocks, I like stocks that are performing. Okay, call it momentum, call it performance, call it trend, good trend following. I like performance. I mean, I like a stock that's done well over the years, and I like stocks that are leaders and not laggards. But the other side of that performance equation is value. And I believe that's the biggest fault of CanSlim momentum investing, is they leave out value. Value is very important. We go back to the year 2000, that was a pure momentum market. Valuation went out the window. So if you're buying stocks purely on momentum and performance, you got stung badly in 2000, 2001. And conversely, if you buy stocks just because they're undervalued and you leave out the performance side of the equation, you get stuck with a lot of pigs that are called value traps. And so I think there's big problems with pure momentum investing. I think that was really magnified in the year 2000. And I think there's problems with pure value investing, just pure value investing, unless you're really, really good at it and really, really patient. I saw a lot of very well-known value investors get stung during the last bear market of 2008, 2009. So I have to have both the performance and be able to make a value case for the stock. And lastly, I look at a picture of the stock, not a picture of their lunchroom or their signage out front or all the folks that work for XYZ standing out in front and waving to the cameras. The picture of the stock for me is a chart, you know, a one-year chart or a five-year chart. I want to see the direction that the stock is headed technically. I want to make sure it's not too extended. I want to make sure it's not in a downtrend. I don't buy stocks in downtrends. I'm not a contrarian investor, no. I kind of like fresh new breakouts when I can find them. Those are usually the ones that I send out tweets on during the day as I go through my database of 4,400 stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, closed-end funds, inverse funds, if I see something breaking out and it also fits all of these criteria that I've just mentioned, you know, I might say, send out a tweet on it. And I always disclose whether I own the stock or not. Well, there's been one recently that has all of those characteristics. It's the most recent stock that I bought. I want to say I bought it last week. yeah, last week. And I bought it in my premier growth portfolio. It's a large cap company. In fact, its market capitalization is $165 billion. It's about the same size as Intel. Intel's $170 billion, but it's not Intel. In fact, it's not a U.S. domiciled company. It's a company that's headquartered in Taiwan, which is also one of the hottest markets in the world this year. There is a Taiwan closed-end fund that, you know, it's the Taiwan Index. And I'm sure that Taiwan Semiconductor is a big part of that index. So that's the name of the company. TSM, Taiwan Semiconductor. Now, does it possess, Gunderson, those characteristics that you were just talking about? Well, I like the market right now still. I'm not as wild about it as I was 6 months ago. A lot of that value has disappeared, but the momentum is still there. And I can still make a case for the market heading into 2018. Like I say, my target price is about $2,600 on the S&P 500. That's conditional. That's a conditional target price. We need to get some fiscal policy, fiscal stimulus. We need to see some tax reform. We need to get growth above 1.9% where it was in the most recent quarter. And the S&P 500's got to be able to make or come close to those earnings projections that are out there for 2018. But right now, it still looks good. The sector that Taiwan is in, semiconductor, the semiconductor sector, that continues to be a leading sector in the market. The performance of Taiwan Semiconductor has been very good. Let's just take a look here how it has done when you stack it up against the S&P 500 and when you stack it up against other companies that it competes with. Over the last 10 years, it's tripled the returns of the S&P 500. It's delivered 15% while the market's delivered just 5% per year. Over the last 3 years, it's again tripled the returns of the S&P 500. Taiwan Semi has averaged 25% per year, while the market's delivered just 8%. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 39%, while the market's up 21%. It gets a performance grade of A-. Hey, bravo. That's one of the leading performers in the market over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. And if we look at its recent activity, it has a momentum grade right now of B+. On the Investor's Business Daily scale of 1 to 99 is currently a 73 relative strength. Over the last 5 years, they've been growing their earnings by 20% per year, which is a superior number. Going forward, they're expected to continue to grow their earnings by about 15% per year, which is, again, a superior number. When we look at stocks that size, particularly the large cap, mega cap field of stocks, which Taiwan fits inside of. Now, how much are we paying for those earnings in the window? You know, it's one thing to walk by a department store and they've got their window display and it looks all nice and neat and everything, and then you go in and you look at the sleeve. I always go to the sleeve where you can find the price tag. I hate it when I can't find the price tag. You know what? Put that price tag in a prominent place, darn it. Don't hide it from me. I want to see how much it costs. I hate it even more when I can't find the size. You know what? I want to know. I don't want to go. I don't want to get home and find out I bought a small coat. Well, Taiwan Semiconductor is trading right now at 14 times forward earnings. The market's trading more in the 17 to 18 range, so it's trading at a discount to the market. It's also got a PEG ratio a little less than 1.94. I get a 5-year target price of $55 on Taiwan Semi. It's currently at 32. And overall, the stock is currently ranked number 42 out of 4,189. It is a stock that I currently own in my premier growth portfolio. And I hope I can own it for several years. We'll see. I have owned it off and on over the last 10 years, but I'm currently in Taiwan Semi. TSM. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I can't believe this is already Thursday. Oh, man. I do like these short weeks, though. I like those three-day weekends. Those are nice. We should have more of those. It makes the following week go very quickly. I got to start thinking about the newsletter already. It seems like I just the ink is still wet from the last one I put. I hadn't even dried yet. Oh, I enjoy it. You know what? Who gets more from the newsletter than anybody? Me, as a money manager. Keeps me on top of the market on a weekly basis. Every week I'm forced to look at the scorecard around the world and of the various asset classes in the market. Where do we stand on the U.S. equity markets? Where do we stand on the small caps, the mid caps, the large caps? And how about those emerging markets? How are they doing so far this year? How about interest rates? How about the bond market? How's it performing? How about commodities and precious metals? That scorecard's very, very important to know where we're at. It forces me every week as I do the newsletter to look at the technical analysis of all these important asset classes and to relay it to you. How does the S&P 500 look from a technical point of view? How about the Dow? How about the NASDAQ? How about those emerging markets? Do they look vulnerable right now? You know, the first place that trouble shows up in an index or in a stock, it's in the picture. It's in the chart. That's the first clue that you need to go underneath the surface and dig and look around. What's the chart of the bond market look like right now? How about precious metals? How about oil? How about the dollar? The dollar impacts the market greatly. And then I take a look at asset allocation. You know, I believe in asset allocation, but not in a robotic model that ignores the world. I believe we're in a rising interest rate environment right now, which makes it very unfavorable for the bond market. At the same time, we've seen a market that's been hitting new highs for the last 10 days. It's got to be getting expensive here. What kind of asset allocation should I be looking at right now? Very, very critical. Very important stuff to know here. I rank the asset classes every day. There's basically four or five asset classes, but when you look at all the sub-levels of those asset classes, there's 34 that I rank on a daily basis and report back to you weekly. How about the indexes around the world? Believe it or not, Saudi Arabia is the number three ranked index around the world right now, but we're still, the leading indexes in the world are still dominated heavily by U.S. stocks. How about the sectors out there? There's been a lot of sector. There's been a little sector rotation. We know the banks have been red hot recently. We know that the insurance stocks, probably the most boring sector of all, have been red hot. We know that the semiconductor stocks have been hot. Have they gone too far, too fast, however? How about the financial sector? I continue to rank on a weekly basis and report back to you the leading sectors in the market. The worst sectors, the ones to stay out of, the bad neighborhoods for your portfolio. I'm a guy that's in the market every single day, up to my eyeballs. probably more so than most people in my industry. I get right to the bottom line in my newsletter every week. What's the market worth? The market follows earnings. Individual stocks follow earnings. I can't make it any, that is so important to understand. Look at the graph of earnings over the last 10 years. The market follows those earnings. That's why it's so important to look at the projections and the expectations for future earnings. So we know, we get a clue for which way the market is headed. And we can put a valuation on the market. I give you my signal on the market every week. I put out a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. Buy signal been in place ever since. I'm not a permabull. There will come a time when the equities market does not look favorable. And I give my signal on all the other important asset classes. Bonds, emerging markets, China, gold, Europe, and the inverse funds. There will come a time when the inverse funds are important and can play a major role in our portfolios. They go up. They go north when the market goes south. And there's inverse everything. I mean, you can inverse the dollar, precious metals, Latin America, Russia, just about anything these days you can pick on. Now, I haven't had to use those in quite some time. I have my model portfolios, Premier Growth. These are the best large cap growth stocks that I can find in the market. I have my aggressive growth, which is made up of mostly small and mid-caps. My portfolios tend to own about 25 or 30 stocks at a time. I have my income portfolio, where I'm also looking for capital appreciation. Right now, it's built on the premise that we're in a rising interest rate environment. Therefore, it's bond-free right now. I'm seeking my income from other sources right now. I think that any kind of dividends or coupons that you receive, interest that you receive from bond investments are most likely going to be offset by drop in the principal due to rising interest rates. I give you my top 20 ranked mutual funds every week, top 20 ranked ETFs, along with the worst ranked ones. Hope you're not in any of those. For you 401k investors, I have my basic allocation for a 401k right now, given the environment we're in. For you TSP people, I also have a model portfolio on that. And then every week I list my top 300 stocks. If you'd like to see the client newsletter, you get one look at it, one free look. And then after that, you either have to be a client or you have to be a live trading subscriber, which I have a lot of those people that follow me. And when I make or buy, when I buy or sell a stock, I send out a notification via smartphone and email. So the newsletter will come out Saturday. We're also a fee-based money managers here. We're not passive. We're active. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com to get a look at the newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.